This week, leading up to Easter, we're praying through the events of Holy Week, those events that led up to Jesus' death on the cross. Today is the Monday before Easter, and we'll be praying with the passage where Mary anoints Jesus' feet with oil. This type of pausing to pray with Scripture is a way of encountering God in the passage, taking a moment to meet with Jesus, be with him in the scene, and see what God might want to show you during this time of prayer and remembering. For this passage, I will read it twice, allowing you to enter into the scene in your mind and notice what part God might want to highlight for you. After the recording ends, I'd encourage you to take a moment, pray in response to God whatever rises within you, or journal what stirred in you as you listened to today's passage. But before we read, take a moment, allow your mind to calm, and rest in the awareness of the perfect love of Jesus that he has for you. Today we read from Mark 14, verses 3 through 9. While Jesus was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them at any time you want, but you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Take a moment and reflect on this act of worship that she brought to Jesus. What does it point to that Jesus was about to do? As you go about your day today, allow your mind to reflect back on the scene and respond to God with whatever prayer rises in your heart. Go in peace.